Chapter 12. Kate hurried to the window and pushed the curtain aside an inch. She couldn't see who was at the door. Maybe they'd go away. Ding dong. She went for her purse, dug out her cell phone and flipped it open, her finger on the emergency button. She went to the door and pressed an eye to the peephole. Russo. Kate froze. She didn't know what to do. What did he want? Why was he here? Had he seen her come in? Was he watching her house, too? On the other hand, what was she afraid of? He was a detective, and she liked him when he testified. Ding dong! She couldn't ignore him, could she? She hated feeling so afraid, for no reason. She was working herself up for nothing. She finally pressed the intercom to speak. Yes?
Judge Fandy, it's Detective Russo. I'd like to speak with you for a few minutes, if you don't mind. I tried to see you after court, but your secretary said you'd left early. It's important.
Hold on, Kate said, relaxing. She was being paranoid. She flipped the phone closed, set it on the entrance table, and opened the front door. Come in, Detective.
Thanks.
Russo entered the entrance hall, and Kate closed the door behind him. He took up most of the small room, taller in his brown leather coat than he'd looked on the witness stand. His eyes were dark, and his largish nose red from the cold, though his hair remained in glossy place, as if he'd just combed it. He said,
"Sorry to bother you at home."
"Would you like a drink? A Coke or something?"
"No, thanks. I won't stay long."
"Come on in." Kate walked ahead and gestured him into the living room, taking a quick look around to see if it was in order. A homeowner's impulse. She straightened two magazines on the glass coffee table and sat down on the soft, tan couch. "Please, take a chair."
"Thanks."
Russo eased heavily into the side chair, looking around.
"This is a lovely house. How long have you lived here?"
"About 6 years."
"Nice."
Russo looked around again, and in the light from the Waterford lamp on the end table, Kate could see the pain in his eyes. "I saw you in the courtroom today. Why were you there?"
"I just wanted to go back, I guess. Like it was a crime scene. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. Simone dead, Rich a fugitive."
Russo's voice softened with naked emotion.
"I can't believe he would do that. I can't believe it all came to this."
"I know exactly what you mean." Kate paused. "Let me say something that might not be standard procedure."
"Go right ahead."
Russo chuckled, his heavy shoulders shifting once in the jacket.
"My coming here sure isn't procedure."
"I'm very sorry about the way the case came out. I ruled the way I had to, not the way I wanted to. That's probably all I should say on the subject. It's not more than I said in open court."
"I understand."
Russo's full lips went tight.
"I guess it's just hard to swallow."
"I know." Kate felt sad for him. Detective Russo had had a dream, too. He would have been an equal partner with Mars. And unlike Mars, he wasn't a young man any longer.
"Sometimes what gets to me is you could never get over. You know what I mean? No matter how hard you try and how much you work or even how good you are, you can never get over. We played by the rules, we played with honor, and in the end we didn't win. That's the worst to me. When you work that hard, you still don't win."
Russo fell silent, seeming to examine his hands on his lap. "I know it must be hard," Kate said, when the silence became almost uncomfortable.
"It's like when I was a uniform, a beat cop. I'd risk my ass to collar some knucklehead, some lowlife. Then a judge would come along and let him off on a technicality."
Russo looked down.
"That's what this is like. Like they got off on the technicality."
Kate shifted uncomfortably. "I feel for you, and for Rich Mars. I hope he turns himself in soon. Have you spoken with him?"
Russo looked up, shaking his head. "Not since yesterday."
"I know they have him on videotape, but it's so hard to believe he did it."
"I don't know what to believe, Judge."
Russo kept shaking his head, his cheeks slack.
"I can't figure this out. It stinks to high heaven. I don't know who the hell's on that tape."
"You don't think it's him?" Kate asked, mystified.
"You tell me."
Russo got up abruptly and crossed to the entertainment center.
"This your VCR?"
"Yes, why?" Russo withdrew a black cartridge from his jacket pocket and slid it into the VCR.
"I want to know what you think of this, Your Honor. I value your opinion. You have the tape? Kate's mouth dropped open. How did you get that?
I'm a detective, remember?
Russo turned on the TV and pressed the button for the video.
Hey, I got the same TV.
But I thought this was Nesbitt's case and the other detectives. Kate got up slowly, regretting she had let him in. I don't want to see that tape. I don't think I should. It's not right. It could compromise the evidence or...
No, it won't.
Detective, I don't want to see it.
Come on, tell me what you think. I can't figure this out, and you're so much smarter than me. Sorry, than I.
But a man was killed. Kate recoiled as the tape started, grainy and fuzzy. I don't want to see that. Please don't turn it on.
Look, Judge.
Russo pointed at the image on the screen, which wasn't Mars and Simone at all. It was pornography. Amateurish, grainy. A muscled man lay on top of a woman, making love to her on a bed. The man's buttocks flexed as he thrusted, and the woman's legs were wrapped around his waist, her breasts heaving. The audio was fuzzy, but for moaning. What are you doing? Kate said, appalled. Are you sick?
This man has a criminal record, Your Honor. Ag assault, extortion, attempted rape. He's a thug, a knucklehead.
Stop it! Disgusted, Kate rushed to the VCR, then froze. On the screen, the man turned to the camera and winked. He had dark hair and dark eyes. It was the man from last night at the Pink Motel. The dead man, Jim Partridge. Elvis. Russo started laughing as Kate pounded the power button. The TV screen went black. What the hell do you think you're doing? Kate demanded, horrified.
You might answer that same question, Your Honor. See, yesterday after you took my future away, I had to go back to work. I was on duty last night. I caught this case. Some poor slob fell off a balcony. They're not sure if it's a homicide, so I go check it out.
Oh, my God.
I found the video camera in the closet next to the bed, but I guess you knew that. The motel owner was in business with your young boyfriend making amateur videos. But I guess you knew that, too. They sold quite a few. Is that your gig? Did you take a cut, Your Honor?
Russo grew angry, and Kate backed away toward the front door. Get out of my house!
You're going to tell me you didn't know about that, Judge? That you're not in on it? What, do you take a piece?
Russo sneered.
Oh, I wish you could see your face right now. Maybe you didn't know. Is that it? Why'd you throw $300 at him? Was he blackmailing you? What do you have on you? Did he have a tape on you already?
Get out! Kate shouted, opening the front door and grabbing her cell phone from the table. Get out or I'll call the cops.
You saw what, correction, who Mr. Partridge did the night before last, and you know what he did last night. You're next on the tape, but you don't get laid like the other girls. Why not, Your Honor?
Russo headed for the door, grinning.
I'll go. I don't want you calling the police. But answer me this. What's a federal judge like you doing in a place like that? What? Paying off a thug for what? You tell me, you so high and mighty, who sits in judgment of me and my friend.
Get out or I'll scream, Kate yelled. And Russo burst into laughter, his dark eyes flashing with a reckless glint she hadn't seen before, or in court.
Admit it was you. It was you on that porn tape.
Russo leaned over and drilled a finger between her breasts, and Kate smacked his hand away. Don't you dare!
Admit it, it's you. You're a crook.
Get out! Kate shoved him out the door, and Russo let himself be pushed, but stopped on the threshold, so close she could feel his spit on her face.
I know what a phony you are, what a hypocrite you are. I'm going to find out what he had on you, Your Honor, and what you had to do with his accident.
Kate slammed the door, swallowing her scream. Then she closed all the curtains in her living room and rushed back to the TV. She had to see that tape.